Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, at the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association's annual meeting, and I'm with Michael Martin. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm great. It's good to be here. So you have this annual meeting. You have it in Phoenix this year. You're the head of the trade association that looks after hardwood, and your primary role is to get rid of the barriers that get in the way of the selection of hardwood versus other flooring types, right?
Yeah, I would say as the market continues to change and mutate, that's really our biggest concern right now are the products that look alike that aren't wood and the consumer confusion about those products.
All right. You bring at this group, which meets every year, last year you were in Charlotte, you bring around 3,000 people. And it's a mix of basically three groups. It's the manufacturers, the distributors, and the contractor slash dealers, right?
That's correct. And then we also, on the front end of the meeting, we have a symposium that has an inspector track with it as well, and then we also continue that inspector education throughout the meeting. So we primarily serve those four audiences.
Mm-hmm. So hardwood is one of the six categories that Floor Focus follows. Let's talk about hardwood as a category. What was the growth from a revenue perspective in 16 versus 15?
Well, I don't know if we've seen the final numbers yet, but I think we're somewhere around 5%. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's about right. We're finalizing our estimate of it in our May issue. So what that puts it at, that makes resilient the fastest growing category. That makes ceramic tile is second, and that puts you in third place as far as growth rate. So I think that's a little bit better than the overall flooring rate from a revenue perspective, which means you may still be taking a little bit of share because we see flooring overall to be somewhere around 4%.
Yeah, and I think we continue to see hardwood use in the higher-end residential space as a first preference, but there is a lot more track building happening. We've had, you know, the last few years we've had more high-end condo development, that type of thing happening, where hardwood may not be the first choice used there.
Let's talk about changes within the industry. I mean, a long time ago we were watching the shift from unfinished to pre-finished, and then we were watching from solid to engineered. There's no disputing that engineered is more of what's sold versus solid, and some people are even saying it may be two-thirds. What's your take on that?
I don't think we're near two-thirds yet. I think we're maybe closer to a 60-40. Those numbers do keep spreading apart, but you also have to keep in mind that that doesn't necessarily mean that solid is shrinking on its annual sales. What that really means is that we're selling more engineered product into markets that can really only take engineered. So if you're looking in the Southeast or you're looking on slab construction, there's a lot more wood going in those areas because the engineered product, you know, is designed for those specifically in hard and solid hardwoods aren't used there.
That's a good point. There's a lot more hardwood you're seeing in kitchens now and on slabs. And it's also enabled the hardwood industry to give longer, wider formats, which is another thing that's very attractive now, right?
Yes, we just continue to see longer and wider boards all the way around.
So let's talk a little bit. You mentioned it a minute ago. You talked about some of these builders that are moving to these imitation. When the consumer who didn't build the house walks in and sees the condo that they just bought, they probably really don't even know what's down there. Because of digital printing and the evolution of things that the vinyl companies have been able to do, we're seeing wood look products. It's actually probably stunning the growth of your category, right?
Well, I don't know if it's stunning the growth as much as it's, you know, we're seeing that used in some of the lower-end applications. I don't know that it's really having an impact on the higher-end residential, which is where traditional wood shows up. But what I do think is interesting is that the technology has evolved. The photography really is just unbelievable. It used to be you could, you know, you're looking at a laminate or you're looking at a tile, you would just see the same repeated pattern over and over and over. So it wasn't that hard to identify that as a non-wood product because, as we all know, each piece of wood is completely singular. There's no other piece of wood like it in the universe. There's no two grain patterns that are the same. There's no two knots that are the same. And it's still, no matter how good the photography gets, you're not able to replicate that natural beauty of wood, which is really, you could look at your floor every day and find something different in a different piece of wood.
I was just at the covering show last week, and I asked a large supplier of porcelain tile, what percentage of what you're selling looks like wood? Because that's another category where people are putting in a product that looks like wood and it's actually porcelain tile. And the answer was around 25%. So, I mean, that didn't even exist 10 years ago. And that's another imitator, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, that the growth there is exponential. And, you know, that's not all bad necessarily in some regard, because I think, you know, there are some applications where tile is a better choice on the commercial side in particular than a hardwood would be. You know, if you're going to tear out a floor in 7 years because the lease is up, it's a much more affordable product to put in perhaps than hardwood, although the labor tends to run about the same.
Well, let's talk about the RSA, the Retail Sales Associate. I think it's such a key factor. And actually, Floor Focus did in our April issue our annual hardwood report, and you were quoted in there as saying that the RSA plays a key role because a lot of times they can steer the consumer, which is usually a female who's coming in there to, you know, either remodel or build a home, whatever. They're making some decisions, and they can steer that decision maker in many different directions. What's being done to get the right information to those retail sales associates?
Well, Kemp, one of the things we used to struggle with is being able to get the retail associate into NWFA training. Typically, at that level of the organization, you're not necessarily seeing somebody being sent across the country for training. The turnover is fairly high sometimes in those positions. So what we've done to really address that issue is with our new NWFA online university, we have our sales track for certification is now live within the university format, and that can all be done online. So wherever the retail sales associate is, we can teach them, you know, how to talk about wood to a customer. Sometimes there's some apprehension because it's a higher priced product to some degree. And from a sales perspective, sometimes if you sense your customer is leaning toward a price driven selection, you might steer them somewhere else. And so we address some of those issues with the sales training pieces. And what our end game is what we'd love to see is that, you know, every retail store has somebody who's certified to be a National Wood Flooring sales advisor so that we know somebody in that retail location carries the knowledge to be able to really address the wood questions that come from the consumer and that they're very comfortable selling wood. It is a natural product. It does change in the home environment. And so there are some things that from a retail perspective, not only do we want to address the sales knowledge level, but we also want to address how successful wood is in the final installation. And a lot of times we will see the mistakes on what we end up seeing inspections on later are made at the point of sale. So if we can correct that point of sale information, get to the person who is at the point of sale, and make for sure that they're educated enough to sell the wood product, then I think that's success. And, you know, part of this comes about because during the recession, a lot of people took on different lines that they didn't necessarily handle. As we've seen the growth of factory finished wood flooring, people tend to think of that more like a tile or more like a laminate product than they do a hardwood that had to be finished on site. So it's gone from more of a specialty flooring niche to really being carried and sold through mainline distribution and through mainline retail stores. So we've got a more fragmented market that we have to really get to that point of sale person in order to make for sure that the wood is going to perform well in the home.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can do from a consumer print advertising or some kind of a campaign to get the word to the consumer that there's really only one wood flooring?
Yes. Well, it's funny that you asked that. We just finished a meeting here in Phoenix. Some of the top manufacturers in the wood flooring industry just met here to talk about some ways that we could do a consumer campaign that would help educate the end user so that even when they walk in, they know as much as they need to in order to make the right selection on a floor.
All right, Michael, it's great to talk to you, and this is always a good meeting. I got to point out a couple things. The theme of this meeting is rock on. You did a great job of having people, depending on what generation they were, wear a bracelet last night at your opening event, so you could kind of see the mix of the age of the people at the group. And you actually have a keynote speaker that's a millennial expert, so I know that's a topic that a lot of people are still continuing to trying to hone their message on marketing to millennials. So it's a great meeting. Again, been talking to Michael Martin, who's the president and CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDeli.net.